Our third speaker will be Helene.
Hey, Helene.
This is it. Good things come in small packages. God stories? Do we have God stories? Millie always begins class that way. Millie is often heard to say, I know so-and-so has a humdinger, and they want to share it with us. And Millie back there, we all know that you're all-knowing. Millie is the consummate mother. Tonight I declare you a Jewish mother. And I'm not too sure you know how to make chicken soup, but I do have my recipe, which is like really, I must say, outstanding. Jeff likes the matzo balls. And what's unique about Millie is, Millie never leaves anyone out. Millie is always the consummate mother because she always draws her children, her flock. She's always aware of people. She never wants anyone to be excluded. And what Phyllis just said about how we exclude people, how we tend to be prejudiced, Millie is not prejudiced. Millie is concerned that we all come together in love. And she's always fond of saying, well, I loved you first. Now, I know one thing about God stories when she begins her class. There's no such thing as a little God story. They're all big God stories. The only difference I find is in the wow factor, because certain stories do have that wow punch. And every now and then, you know, I'm not privileged always to get the wow factor in my own life, but I love when it's in other people's lives. But this year, I was blessed that I had a God story with a wow factor that was really up there. And I nearly fainted. I was floored when I discovered my little God story. And basically, it was last month, wasn't that long ago, and I was thinking about my mom. And I always think about my mom, and you know, she just runs in and out of my thoughts. And it was in the month of May, and I know it was before Mother's Day, and she's been in spirit now for the last 9 years. And I've also attended Millie's classes for the last 9 years. We have a history, me and my mom, you know, going through Millie's classes. And anyway, when I was thinking about my mother, I just let the thought come in and out, drift in and out, and then I came home from work, and I checked my answering machine, which is my usual practice, and I think we all do that. And I had one message, and I didn't think enough about it. I just played it. And the message was from a woman who said, hi, this is Mom. Nothing important. Just checking in with you. Love you. Hello. And I'm saying, I can't believe this. This is incredible. This really is. And I almost fainted. I really just said, well, gee, my mom's trying to get in touch with me. And then I kind of felt bad because, you know, I said, someone out there is missing their mom's message on their machine. And I said, well, I can't call this person up because, you know, of course they didn't leave a phone number, you know. And I just kind of felt guilty and I said, no, Helene, don't feel guilty. That was meant for you. That was from your mom. And it was such a lovely way for my mother to communicate with me. The reality was so shocking to me that I didn't even tell Jackie about it. I just kind of like thought about it for a little while, and I told her the Thursday night class, and I think everyone to connect with our loved ones, with our mothers, with our grandmothers. You know, have you stayed in touch? Have you picked up the phone yourself? Just simply to say hi. Nothing special, just checking in. Have you told your mom how much you love her? Or simply just to say hello? You don't have to answer. You know, after someone passes, you realize that you miss hearing from them. Their voice, the phone calls you would share. It takes something and some time to get over this. And sometimes you forget that they are gone and you expect a phone call. And you say, oh, gee, you have to catch yourself. Well, you know, you're not going to get a call from them, let's face it. And then it hits you. And on one level, you know you will not hear from them, but if you stay alert, it is as though they're only in the next room. Now, when I think about my mom, and my siblings can verify this, my mother lived on the phone. She also made her living on the phone because a lot of her sales calls were not face-to-face, although she could do that pretty well, but it was always through the phone. And she'll always connect with her friends for, you know, social times and mixers, and that's how she was, you know, in life. She was a Jewish mother who was a matchmaker in many ways, and that's what she liked to do. So for me, for her to use the earthly telephone to connect with me made perfect sense. Perfect sense. Because what else? You know, if she was a carpenter, maybe, you know, I'd find a hammer or something, but, you know, she was always on the phone. She enjoyed that, and that worked for her. And that was her chosen tool of the trade. And my mother chose to communicate with me through the phone call on my message machine. And you gotta love it. You really gotta love it. So just, my thought here is this. Just send a loving thought and see who contacts you. Grandma or grandpa might be gone for many years, but if you realize that they're just in the other room, you might be getting a phone call from them as well. Why not? Thank you.
Thank you, Helene. Our final speaker today is Jill Bristol. She's going to read the Footprints poem.
I'm always with Roe, so sitting next to him in class. I have been for 2 years. I was thinking back as I sat up here watching out here, and it was 3 years ago on a Wednesday night that Mimi and I came into this church on the direction of Donna. I can't remember her last name. She's a hairdresser of mine. Was. Sorry, John. And it was a graduation night. And we were just, what? I heard that remark that we made when we came in the door. What's going on? I heard that out here tonight. What's going on? And we had no clue. And I certainly, if somebody had told me at that point that I would be sitting up here on the stage, I wouldn't have believed it, and yet here I am, and it's pretty fantastic. And if you'll bear with me while I read Footprints in the Sand, thank you. One night a man had a dream. He dreamt he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand. Why, when I needed you most, would you leave me? The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I carried you. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any first-time visitors here this evening? Please raise your hand. Brian, you're here every week. Raise your hands very high, please. Hey, put your thing back on. Let me. I'd like to make a few announcements. Our Rita is giving an ideology class. I think I got that right. Would you like to stand up and tell what that's all about?
Yeah. It's ideology, studying the eye, and we're going to give a class on July 15th. And the two classes, one on July 15th and the other one on the object theorist. And then we're just talking about your physical constitution, and we'll help you learn a lot about yourself and help you in many preventive ways. The second class will be about emotions and how your emotions help people move down and out of them. So go to the class. If you need to be this first one, it will be the center of that class. So what's going to happen? If you'd like to sign up, I don't have any clients with you today, but you can leave your name. I'll put you on the list.
Thank you, Rita. I'm going to recap a few things in a healing prayer. Chris Wright. Good job, Chris Wright. Hearts and kidneys. Everything's working great there. C.B. Mitchell, let's send out the prayers to his family. This Sunday service, Penny Walsh will be the speaker. The healing will start at 9:30, and the service will start at 10:30. Lynn Javier's father is going for knee surgery. Let's put the prayers out for him. And again, Patty Policio's husband, let's keep the good thoughts going that way. And it comes time for our offering. So we have special music while you do the offering. If you guys give whatever you can, if not, that's fine. It's cool.
Isn't the song that I sing? Please say that Mimi is doing it tonight. For me, she's having it in Spanish. So come and stop, Mimi.
I'd like you to take 1 second to thank Ruthie for playing so beautifully tonight. Thank you very much. Music is awesome. And now, Reese, would you like to escort Millie down the aisle? And come on down.
Christ, don't shine in the light.
The best part of being MC is I get the luxury of, on behalf of Thursday night's class, I'd like to present Millie with this gift. As soon as she's done hugging everybody, of course. No problem. This is on behalf of Thursday night's class.
Went to market and this little piggy said, "Oh, what's in here?" What is it?
A flat hand. Sit over there.
Rip it, Millie.
I know it'll all go back to them. He's up and running over. That's the way God will do it, I know. And yes, I'm going to have from Saturday to Saturday with all of my, all four girls and their children. Yay. Thank you to Cheryl and Georgina and Mimi. This is an ice sculpture which many of you must have had on your... Speaking, did everybody see Dan Maddox on television today?
Yes. Yeah.
Boy, that guy is so brilliant. Anyhow, that was off the cuff. This is an ice sculpture that was on Rochester. It's so pretty. But in these pages are some of the class lessons that I got, which, if you're new here tonight, I can't talk. Where do I try? Anyhow, that I get from the angels. If you're new here tonight, they're just lessons that I get from the angels. And then I get to, with all that help that people have given me, Liz back there.
Hi.
They all helped me put it together. And I hope everybody enjoys it.